VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey VoiceTubers, how's everyone? So, cults. What are they? They're groups of people who share beliefs that are often considered strange by many people, and sometimes they live together. You might have heard of weird rituals that cults have, or interesting ways they live their lives. Today, our video looks at what draws people to cults and how you might be able to avoid them, ideally. To get a taste of today's pick, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. People think that only dumb or gullible people fall for a cult, but if it's the right time and place, a charismatic figure can walk into anyone's life. 人们会觉得只有很笨、容易受骗的人才会加入邪教组织。但只要是在对的时间、对的地点、有魅力的领袖就能轻易地走进任何人的生活中。好，那我们现在来看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 dumb。所以 dumb 就是很笨的意思。那dumb 这个字的 b 其实不用发音，所以其实念 dumb 就好了。dumb。好，那我们第二个发音重点是 figure。那我们最后一个发音重点是 cult。Cult. 好，那我们再看一次句子。People think that only dumb or gullible people fall for a cult. But if it's the right time and place, a charismatic figure can walk into anyone's life. 好，那我们现在进入我们的单字。我们第一个单字是 gullible， gullible 是一个 adjective， 它的意思是容易上当的、易受欺骗的，基本上就是在形容人容易上当或是容易受骗。那这边有一个例句 ，Ted's mom taught him that no one should take advantage of gullible people。Ted 的妈妈教他，没有任何人可以占容易上当的人的便宜。简单来说，就是不要欺负老实人的意思。那我们第二个 vocabulary 是一个片语，是 fall for。fall for 就是受点点点欺骗，就通常就是谁 fall for 什么东西这样。那这边有个例句。Ace is mad because he fell for Dorian's prank. Ace 很生气，因为他被 Dorian 的恶作剧骗了。那这边再注意一点的，就是 fall for 也可以是指对点点点倾心或是迷恋的意思，所以就是这里的用法就是像 fall in love， 就是 fall for someone， 所以是完全不一样意思，可是是长得一模一样。所以这边有个例句 Do you see how Harry is falling for Sally? 你有察觉到 Harry 是如何爱上 Sally 的吗？在这边的话就是爱上的意思，所以完全不一样。好，那我们第三个 vocabulary 就是 charismatic。 Charismatic 就是一个 adjective， 那它的意思是充满个人魅力的。好，那这边有一个例句。Many say that villains are actually often charismatic individuals. 很多人宣称反派角色其实大部分都是充满魅力的人，因为他们其实很常要拉拢其他人帮助他， 做一些大事业，所以呢，对，通常他们都是有吸引力的人。那 charismatic 还有什么其他的相似词呢？这边有几个给大家做参考。那第一个是 captivating， 第二个是 magnetic。第三个是 charming， 对，就是 Prince Charming， 白马王子那个 charming。We've reached the end of today's episode. If you're interested in the workings of cults, go check out our video. Otherwise, don't forget to leave your recordings and comments below. What bizarre things have you heard about cults? Be sure to let me know, and I'll catch you next time. Bye!